I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from Psalm 119, verses 151 and 152. In the Voice Translation, it says this: But you are near me, O Eternal One, and all you have commanded is true. I learned a long time ago that you established your decrees to last forever. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we thank you that you are the Eternal One, the one who goes on forever and ever and ever. You are the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. You created the world with just a word. And so we spend some time right now in awe of you and all the things that you have done. We're so grateful for being that Eternal One. And Lord, I do thank you for these verses that talks about your commandments all being true. I think about your commandments in the Old Testament, and they're all about either honoring you or loving other people and being kind and treating other people the way we want to be treated. So Lord, today I pray you put that at the top of mind, that we would treat others the way we have been treated or how we would like to be treated. And I pray too that we would seek opportunities to serve others, that we would find ways to humble ourselves and to take the last seat and to find ways to bless someone else. Instead of always looking out for the interests of ourselves, that we would look out for the interests of others. That's such a more joyful way to live, Lord. And so I pray that you would keep us mindful of servanthood opportunities. I love this last part, Lord. I learned a long time ago that you established your decrees to last forever. And there's so much that changes in our world. We are in a shifting culture, and things go here and things go there, and there's nothing that we can rely on. But you are that solid rock. Your word is true. It lasts forever. Your decrees are true. They last forever. And what you have said, it lasts forever. And it was established by wisdom on the foundation of the earth. And you read through the book of Proverbs, and we think about your wisdom, and it's so great. Thank you for personifying wisdom through the Proverbs as a wise woman. And Lord, help us to maybe just spend some time today in Proverbs to find the wisdom that we so desperately need. I know, Lord, that when I'm in those situations where I just don't have wisdom, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to proceed, and especially in relationships when I'm broken or something isn't quite right, or I've messed up and really not done well in a relationship, I tend to go back to the Proverbs because there's so much in there about friendship. There's so much in there about marriage. There's so much in there about how to handle my money. So Lord, I pray for my person listening today that you would give them a hunger for your wisdom, that you would give them a thirst for your Proverbs, that you would teach them well and instruct them on how to live their lives with that kind of integrity and joy and fidelity to your word. And Lord, I pray for those today who are having a hard time understanding the pathway of their life. They have these expectations of how life should be, and perhaps it's not ending up the way they wanted it to. And maybe it's looking back. Maybe it's like, oh, I've looked back and I'm really sad that those things happened to me. Or maybe it's right now. This is not the job I wanted to have. This is not the way I wanted my life to be. I never thought I would be divorced. I never thought that my kids would be estranged from me. This is my today and I'm not happy with it. Or maybe there's just an extreme fear of the future, of what's going to happen next. And we only can see the negative things that are going to happen. We see the writing on the wall and we're fearful, Lord. Lord, in all of those situations, whether we're mourning our past or we're lamenting our present or we're fearful of the future, I pray, Father, that you would be in the midst of that. You are the God of the past, the present, and the future. You're the great I am. And Lord, when we have expectations that are dashed, it's not an easy thing. But I pray that you would lift our eyes and help us to see that you are at work. You are here to will and to work for your good pleasure. You are working all things together for the good to those who love you, who are called according to your purpose. So help us to persevere today, even if our expectations are dashed. Help us to trust the process. Help us to be patient. Boy, that's a hard one to pray, Lord, because patience is not easy and it's not in abundance in these days. So Lord, I do pray for the person listening today that you would give them patience as they wait for the salvation that they're expecting or hoping for, as they wait for their life to unfold in a new way. I pray for that patience, Lord. Just give us patience as we wait for our prayers to be answered. I pray all of this in your faithful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life gets to that place where you have lost your expectations, or your expectations are dashed, I pray that you would just give those dashed expectations to the Lord. He's going to shoulder that for you. He's going to carry the weight of that. And he loves you so much.